T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. 8:46 now on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Reno County hard hit by flooding. Dozens of roads underwater.
Two.
Kansas National Guard is helping Michael's victims, sending a Black Hawk helicopter and a team.
One.
Tropical storm Michael leaving widespread damage across several states. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Stalled out vehicle out there causing a potential traffic hazard eastbound K-96 east of Hillside. Also remembers, this weekend they, or last weekend, they had postponed some work that was going to close the interchange of Kellogg and I-235. They postponed that to this weekend. That has been once again postponed to next weekend. So Kellogg and I-235 will be open this weekend. Traffic from KNSS, I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy, 50% chance for rain today, and a high of 57 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 40. Mark that down if you're going out to a high school football game tonight in the area. Partly cloudy, overnight low 40, so bundle up. For tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy, 40% chance for rain, and the high tomorrow, 54. Now light rain, a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour, and 47 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Don't forget to shop for your favorite bourbon lovers this Christmas at the Monarch. T-shirts, glassware, gift cards, and more available for purchase this holiday season. The Monarch in Delano. 8:48 now with Steve and Ted. And coming up at 9 o'clock, just a few minutes from now, the Glenn Beck Program. And Bill O'Reilly's going to be on with the news of the week. Bill O'Reilly on the Glenn Beck Program coming up here in just minutes at 9 o'clock this
morning.
It's
always good stuff on Friday mornings.
Steve and Ted poll question today. This is on our webpage, knssradio.com. We're going to retire the last poll question and start with a brand new one, okay? Do you plan to vote in November? Yes, 97% of the people who go to our webpage are voters.
Yeah.
3% said no. 97% of the people who are participated in the poll.
Yeah.
Now,
KNSS listeners are hooked in.
We're going to be very
ready to go. Yep.
Curious how this next poll question goes.
Okay.
Halloween is near. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Aha.
No or yes. There's no middle ground here. Not, I think I did. Right, Jet?
I was just going to say, I got some early results.
Early results from
that poll.
What do you got?
Right now, we are at 100% no.
Ooh, all right. Well, that's why we're taking the poll.
I feel like I am a middle ground person. Because I have not seen a ghost, but I know people who have. So I've got that secondhand.
That's hearsay. They say they have.
Yes, they say they have. So.
I saw something, and I don't think it was a ghost, but I don't know. I saw something several years ago. But there you go. Take the poll. It'll be a fun one. Halloween is near. Have you ever seen a ghost? It's on our webpage, knssradio.com. And Wells Fargo. Still haunted by multiple scandals.
Oh, boy.
Reported higher earnings in the third quarter today, but still fell short of what analysts were looking for. Scandal. They had these people at Wells Fargo making up these bogus accounts and whatnot, and take advantage of her.
To try to get these sales quotas and all this. And
okay.
It was just a big mess.
So you'd think the company might be having some problems, right?
Yeah, right.
Wells saw its earnings jump to $6 billion. Mm-hmm. From $4.5 billion in 2017's third quarter. This is one quarter's earnings. Okay. Now, last year, the bank had to set aside $1 billion for legal expenses related to its mortgage practices and before the financial crisis. There you go.
And they still made billions.
Made billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
All right, stocks.
The banks always win.
The market plunged for the second straight day Thursday. Losses were not as bad as Wednesday's. The Dow fell just 546 points. S&P 500 dropped 57. NASDAQ fell 93. Investors concerned about what they've been concerned with for a while, rising interest rates and trade tensions. Long-term U.S. mortgage rates leaped this week to their highest levels in 7 years. This is not good news. Amid global anxiety over interest rates and financial markets, costs for would-be home buyers climbing. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage jumped to an average 4.90% this week from 4.71% last week, highest level for the benchmark rate since April of 2011. So, interest rates going up.
Interest rates are going up. Energy costs are going up. Housing costs are going up. Giving us a lot of...
I'm sorry.
My paycheck is going... Well, no, it's never not.
Mind.
No,
I'm not giving you a lot of bad news. The good news is the cost to listen to Steve and Ted is not going up this year.
That's correct.
I can guarantee you.
It's still free.
You do not have to send us any money to listen to our radio station.
It's priceless. Right?
It's a wonderful show that we do just for you out there in radio.
That's correct.
8:52 now, technology and change ahead for Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, how Wichita can take advantage of the changing technology in aerospace. Reporter Daniel McCoy takes a look at 5 tech trends for aviation in the coming years. And the experts he talks to say Wichita is in a position to capitalize on the technology developments to grow production, airplane sales, and the aviation workforce. One area is business travel at greater than the speed of sound. The Concorde is gone, but aircraft companies are working on projects that would make business aircraft faster and safer. Supersonic travel is attractive to business flyers, obviously, who want to get to their destinations quickly. This one will be a high-end, lucrative part of the business jet market. And this week we spend 10 minutes with Doug Henning. He's the president of Commerce Construction Services, which is celebrating 25 years of work. Henning has led Commerce through a rebranding and diversification that includes more areas of expertise, and he's optimistic about construction in Wichita for the next few years. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
All right, thank you, Bill. And again, a reminder, tomorrow is Lawrence Dumont Stadium farewell day, right, Ted?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be selling seats. They're going to have a celebrity ball game. A lot of things going on at Lawrence Dumont Stadium as they prepare to bulldoze the stadium and build a new one right there on that same spot.
Yeah, they'll start tearing down the stadium at some point next week. So Saturday is kind of a last day if you want to go down and enjoy the space that Lawrence Dumont Stadium
St. Vincent's Catholic Church in Andover tonight. A murder mystery at 7 p.m. Tickets, doors open at 6. Ted Woodward starring in a murder mystery, right, Ted?
Yeah, it's me and Bucky Walters. Yeah, My brother Ned is involved this year for the first time.
Wow.
Todd Gutterslow. A nice cast of characters.
And you can do that again tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and it's a fundraiser for the Lord's Diner.
Yeah, it's all a big benefit for the Lord's Diner they do every year at St. Vincent's, and they raise 6 figures plus every year and help feed the hungry.
I went last year. It's a good show. Ted's going to be great, so you need to go out and see that. And let's see what else we got.
Well, yeah, your $20 ticket tonight gets you free beer, free wine, free snacks, and the show.
And to just a big two happy birthdays. Jad Chambers having a birthday today.
Happy birthday,
happy
Jad.
Birthday to Jad.
Thank you, guys.
Hank Schiestel, the Shocker great football player, with a birthday today.
No, tomorrow.
No, tomorrow. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday morning at 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. 47 degrees at 9 o'clock.
At 8:55.
Yeah.
KPTS educates and enriches with a variety of quality programs like Antiques Roadshow, Nova, The News Hour, and Masterpiece. KPTS takes...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.